Well, as I said, this has never happened to me before, that the whole pot would stick to the shower head. Man, oh man. But I'm getting distracted all the time. What am I learning from this morning? I'm learning that I shouldn't do too many things at the same time and really dedicate coffee time to coffee time. But I was so keen to try this new espresso bean that Agustina brought from Stockholm. So sweet of her to think of us, and she knows the ritual that we do every morning here, and we love tasting and testing new beans and increasing our knowledge on coffee and our expertise and just preparing it and everything. And I haven't given it the fullest attention it needs. I think that's the real message. But let me taste it. Let me taste it as a flat white. Well, there is an improvement, if that's the right word, but I just think back on what Shirley said when she got her first sip. It's definitely, bitterness hits you immediately. But it's not a terribly unpleasant bitterness, but it's a bitterness. There's no subtlety, there's no notes even able to come through. And it's coffee, and I think it's coffee that the Italians, the further down south you go, the deeper they like their coffee to be. If I say deep, I don't mean kind of in a subtle, deep way, but in a just kind of one-dimensional. I think that's the right term. It's one-dimensional. Let me have another sip. Yeah, it's not unpleasant, but it's not got the nuances that we get used to here. We're spoiled for choice here in London. So many different roasters, and they all put their special mark on their roast. And this one is one-dimensional. I'm going to leave it at that. It's one-dimensional.